Chapter 222, The Superiority of Hastening to Break the Fast and the Supplication to Say Upon Breaking It. 1233, Sahal bin Saad radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, People will continue to adhere to good as long as they hasten to break the psalm, fasting. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Adhere to good here means welfare of the religion as well as that of this world. Breaking the psalm early does not mean that it is terminated before the prescribed time. What it really means is without any delay after the sunset. One should not delay it for the mere reason that the rigor one has gone through in the psalm should be enhanced further, as is done by some Sufi. There is no merit in such things because the real merit lies in following the sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Welfare of the Muslims will, therefore, come in the share of the Muslims because of their following the Prophet's sunnah of breaking the psalm in the early moments of the prescribed time. 1234. Abu Atiyah radiallahu anhu reported, Masruk and I visited Aisha radiallahu anha and said, O mother of the believers, there are two companions of Muhammad, peace be upon him, and neither of them holds back from doing good acts, but one of them hastens to break psalm, fasting, and hastens to perform the Maghrib prayer, while the other delays breaking psalm and delays performing salat, prayer. She asked, Who is the one who hastens to break psalm and perform the Maghrib prayer? Masruk said, It is Abdullah, meaning Abdullah bin Masud. She said, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to do so. Muslim. Commentary. This hadith points out the practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him, of breaking the psalm and performing the Maghrib prayer in the early moments of the prescribed time. 1235. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Allah the Most High says, From amongst my slaves, the quicker the one is in breaking the psalm, fasting, the dearer is he to me. At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. The person who breaks the psalm in its early time is best loved by Allah because he is a true follower of the Prophet, peace be upon him. 1236. Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, When the night approaches from this side, i.e. the east, and the day retreats from that side, i.e. the west, and the sun sets, then it is time for a person observing psalm, fasting, to break his fast. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. The words break his fast can be interpreted in two ways. First, it is time to break the psalm. Second, the psalm has reached its end. Whether one eats or not, the psalm is over because it comes to a close with sunset. Thus, the time for psalm has been determined that it begins with the daybreak and ends at sunset. Any increase in this time is exaggeration, which is disliked by Allah. 1237. Abu Ibrahim Abdullah bin Abu Awfa radiallahu anhuma reported, We were with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, on a journey, and he was observing psalm, fasting. When the sun set, he, peace be upon him, said to a person, Dismount and prepare the ground roasted barley drink for us. Upon this he replied, O Messenger of Allah, there is daylight still. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Get down and prepare barley drink for us. He said, But it is still daytime. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, again said to him, Get down and prepare barley drink for us. So he got down and prepared a barley liquid meal for him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, drank that and then said, When you perceive the night approaching from that side, a person observing psalm, fasting, should break the fast. And he, peace be upon him, pointed towards the east with his hand. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith stresses that psalm must be broken soon after sunset and without delay. 1238. Salman bin Amir radiallahu anhu reported, I heard the Prophet, peace be upon him, saying, When one of you breaks his psalm, fasting, let him break it on dates. If he does not have any, break his fast with water, for it is pure. Abu Dawud. 1239. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to break his psalm, fasting, before performing Maghrib prayer with three fresh date fruits. If there were no fresh date fruits, he will eat three dry dates, and if there were no dry date fruits, he would take three draughts of water. At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. It is well to keep the priorities of things mentioned in the hadith, as one gets the reward of following the sunnah in breaking his psalm.